Good morning. Welcome to worship on this cloudy, winter Sunday. Not too much of winter left. A week from tomorrow is the first day of spring. Yippee, huh? Gotta be better than this. But we were lucky. Good news is we did not get a whole lot of snow up here. Pam and I were in Ames yesterday, and we drove from Ames back to Highway 20 on snow-covered slushy roads, and they got like that area 5-6 inches of snow. So not complaining. That's good for us. Good news announcements you wish to share this morning? Helen. Yes, that's good news. Oh, a varsity letter. Okay. Oh, no. Wow. Good. A lot of good stuff. Glad to hear it. Others? You might have noticed all of the cleaning equipment that is scattered throughout the church. We're cleaning up, indoor cleanup after worship this morning. Hope you can stick around. I understand if some of you can't, but the more hands, the quicker it goes. But are we planning to eat first?
Afterwards.
Okay, the carrot on the stick, huh? So we'll clean up first. I won't either. When we get ready to eat, I'll do a quick table prayer over in the fellowship hall. But just after worship, get ready to dig in and to do some cleaning. With chili is on the menu today, and some artichoke dip that was from Holly's celebration of life. It's kind of thawed out. Some of it is anyway. And chips. What? Brownies, we have brownies. We also have mint Oreo cookies. We do need cookies. We're not out today, but we will be. So, and the mint Oreo, you know, the icing, or the filling is green. So, and you know that St. Patrick's Day is on Friday. So we're a dual celebration of that. Although that wasn't Helen's intention because I asked her. But she just likes mint, and that's okay. So maybe, they have Easter Oreos, too, that have purple filling. Maybe you'll have to get some Easter Oreos. I don't even think I want to know. Purple filling. Grape? Grape? Yeah, they have Christmas ones, too, that are red. They've really expanded. Chris? Sure. Okay, yeah, let's talk about that too at some point, whenever you find a time and a place to just gather quickly. Oh, y'all got your clock set ahead. You're all here on time, so that's good. I got them all set ahead last night, except I woke up this morning and thought, I forgot to set the thermostat timers, but it's warm enough in here, and I did take care of that this morning. So we're officially on to daylight time. Helen. Yes. Oh, yeah. Chuck had a great trip. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. So it's so much Chuck. So good advice and guidance for all of us. We will carry on. Publicize that when we get the date set. Sounds perfect. Other things to share? The back of your bulletin, several things. Time to order Easter lilies again. Well, in fact, the Easter lilies have been ordered. I think we've gotten one email reserving or claiming a couple of them. So if you would like to provide an email, donate one in memory or honor of someone, email the church office, let Pam know, and we'll keep track of that. And we'll have to pick those up, I think, on the 28th of this month. And we got them from Fairway again. The cost is $10.70. You see that in your bulletin. March, April, May issue of Daily Bread is out there on the card in the entryway of the EFO building. April, May newsletter, that's almost upon us. So the deadline for that will be March 28th. Please try to get your things in that you like included in that newsletter by the 28th of March. We ran across a couple lists of people who have keys. A lot of us have keys to the church. That's fine, but we would like to update that. So if you have a key, let Pam know so we can update that list, because there are several on the list that we looked at that no longer have keys and some we weren't sure about. So we just like to keep track of those and know where our keys are. At the board meeting, we've had some Future for First meetings, and we're about to enter into a program with our conference minister, Phil Hard, and about four or five other churches called ASK, Ask, Seek, Knock. And we need a little team to head that up and gather and meet with other churches, probably through Zoom, email. I don't know how that's exactly going to go. We don't have a lot of details about the exact steps for that. But we would like one or two more reps to that team. Preferably female. Sorry, guys, but we got enough guys. We need some female representation on that. So if you are interested, this is going to be, as Phil explains it, it's going to be about a three-month endeavor. So talk to me, talk to Mick or Helen or any board member if you're interested. Think about that. But we'll have more details as the other churches come on board, and I know that there are several that have expressed an interest. Don't know. This will be in the tri-conference area. I'm assuming this will be churches not only from the Iowa Conference, but from South Dakota and Nebraska as well. Looking at the week ahead, of course, the cleanup after worship and then lunch. We're doing Meals on Wheels through Thursday of this week. I did not check the sign-up sheet this morning. I can deliver tomorrow. I can't on Tuesday, but I can Wednesday and Thursday. I think Don Ryan might be able to cover one, but we need three routes to be covered. So check the sign-up sheet to see if that's full or if you might be able to help a day or two this week. But that's through Thursday. That Thursday will be our last day to deliver Meals on Wheels. Oh, what else? Good Sam Bible Study. Pastors do Bible study at Good Sam on Tuesday afternoons for a month. This is our month, and I'll be leading Bible study on Tuesday. I have a committee on ministry meeting that morning, a Pilgrim Hearts Board meeting this weekend, Friday night, Saturday. And next Sunday, one great hour of sharing offering. I was hoping that the materials I ordered would be here. Obviously, they're not, because you don't have anything in your bulletin, but hopefully they'll get there this week. We'll put it in your bulletin next week, along with the envelopes, if you would like that. That's our first 5 for 5 offering of this year, so we'll be looking for that. Remember, that's coming up next week. Anything else? If not, all those who are able, please stand for the call to worship.
Come and see the ambassador of God's friendship for us. We will find Jesus waiting to meet us in classrooms, at a shopping center, in all the common places and moments. Come and hear the one who speaks of God's joy in us. We will listen to Jesus, whose words of grace praise vectors of our hope. Come and know how much God loves you. We will discover Jesus, who offers us the gift of reconciliation. Let's worship God. Our opening hymn is number 9.
Thank you.
Let's join together in our opening prayer. Holy One, we are thankful for you and all that you are. Your presence is desired here. We take joy in knowing that you are as close to us as our next breath. We thirst for you. May we be filled to overflowing with your love. Amen.
Come on up, Jack, Sam, and Greta. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Are you awake? Yeah? Can you talk? Oh, well, good. We're in good shape then. Sam, I like the dinosaur sweater. Is that a birthday present? And the dinosaur tie. I know you wore that last week, I think. So how was your birthday? Did you have a good time? Yeah, I see that. Well, I thought we would do something. You know, usually we have guess what's in the red bag. Well, today we're going to do guess what's under the red bag. Now, you can't touch it. You can't squeeze it because what's on under it might fall off that little table. And we wouldn't want that, would we? So you're going to have to guess just by looking at it what it might be. What do you think? Let's go up and we can stand around it. A chair? Well, there might be a chair under there. Something. There's Greta's default answer. There's something under the red bag. That's good. There is something under the red bag.
A chair.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a chair the way I've got the bag on the table. Well, what's under this red bag this morning is something. Has to do with a story that I'm going to tell you, and it's a story about Moses. Do you know who that guy Moses is in the Bible? There's lots of stories about Moses in the Bible, and this is a story about Moses. Moses was the guy who went to lead the people Israel out of slavery in Egypt to freedom. And Moses, he had a lot to do. And this is a story about a little later in when the Israelites are out in the, out going to the new place that they were going to be shown. And they got to this place and there wasn't any water to drink and they were thirsty. What do you suppose they did? Well, yeah, they got thirsty. Do you know what they did? They complained to Moses because Moses was their leader. There's no water here. Give us some water to drink. So what did Moses do? The Israelites complained to Moses. Moses complained to God. What am I going to do with these people? They're out to get me. They're mad at me. So God said to Moses, take the stick. God had given Moses. This isn't the original stick, but, it could be. It's a measuring stick. It's a square measuring stick. You can use it as a walking stick or a ruler. Yeah, you can. Here's what you can do. You can measure things with this side. Let's see. What's over here? Linear row length per acre. And, that's some technical farming stuff. All sorts of planting depth. This is a good depth that you should plant your beans and corn. You can measure it, stick it in the ground. But we'll pretend this is Moses' walking stick. And he'd had this stick since God had asked him to help take Israel out of. You want to try it out? Why not? Works. Makes noise. Can push yourself up with it. Okay, well, you'll get a chance later. So, God said, okay, Moses, take this stick that you've been walking around with since I asked you to help Israel to be free, and go out to some rocks. And here are the rocks. Now, these aren't real rocks. Well, some of those are real rocks, but those are decorative rocks. And God said, yep, these aren't. The big rocks, the bigger rocks aren't. So, put the rocks back. God said, take the stick and touch the rock and water will come out of it. So, touch it. Does everybody else see? Here, Jack can see. Water comes out of the rock. How about that? Yeah, there's a switch down there. This is a little, there's a little fountain. Well, we'll leave it on. Let's leave it on. Yeah, I was trying to kid you a little bit. It's a fountain.
That's actually pretty cool how it
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Got a little pump in there, and you fill the bowl with water. Yep, and I did. I put water in it this morning. And it also runs on batteries. So I hope that the batteries last for the entire service, because that's my intention. But we'll see. We're going to leave it on. If it stops, we'll have to have everybody pretend that water's coming out of it, okay? But that's the story. And the people got to drink water, and they were not thirsty anymore, and everybody was happy for the time being. But there's more to the story, and you can read that in your Bible in Exodus. Yeah, it could overflow if you put too much water in it. But that's the story. The Bible has lots of cool stories in it. You can read them all. And I think you do that in Sunday school, don't you? Speaking of which, you're going to be going with Shelley this morning. So let's have a prayer. What? Yeah, you can see the hole. There's a tube that runs up through there. Just pump the water up, and then it comes out and flows back down, and it comes back and again and again. Yeah. Yeah, we could flood the sanctuary. Lots of good stories in the Bible. Let's pray and have a prayer and thank God for Bible stories. You can go to Sunday school. Let's pray. God, the Bible is full of really cool stories. We can read them ourselves. Have somebody help us read them. We thank you for all of the stories that tell us about you. Amen. Head to Sunday school. Walking the dog. Reading a bedtime story. Recycling newspapers. In every moment, in every place, God is there. Let us confess how often we do not see God in our lives, especially in how we live them, as we pray together our prayer of confession. God of eternity, you know how often we travel down the rocky roads of doubt and fear. We pester others with our worries. We hurl bitter words at those we love. We have chances to offer ourselves in service, but only give our contempt to those in need. We could share the living waters with the world, but want to store it in jars for safekeeping. Forgive us, Fountain of Grace. You turn towards us to meet us wherever we are. You break open our rock-hard sin so we might be made whole. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our thirst for hope and joy is quenched. Amen. God does not disappoint us. Our sins are forgiven. Our lives are made whole. We are sent forth to serve. In Jesus Christ, living water breaks through the roof of our hearts in such abundance that we don't have enough buckets to hold it all. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our first reading this morning is the 95th Psalm. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Almighty. Cry out to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God with a song of praise. Joyfully sing out our psalms. For the Lord is a great God, great above all others, whose hand holds the depths of the earth, who owns the tops of the mountains. The sea and dry land belong to God, who made them, formed them by hand. Enter, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the one who made us. For the Holy One is our God. We are the people the Lord shepherds, the sheep in God's hands. Oh, that today you would hear the voice of the Almighty. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, on the day of Massah in the wilderness. There your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen my works. 40 years I loathed that generation. I said, this people's heart goes astray. They do not know my ways. Therefore, I swore in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Our affirmation of faith is in your bulletin. Let's rise and join together in our affirmation of faith. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works with us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Be seated, please. Our focus scripture this morning comes from the book of Exodus, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 7. It's another account from Eugene Peterson's The Message this morning of the story that Greta, Jack, Sam, and I, and all of us just talked about a few minutes ago. Hear the words of the story once more. Directed by God, the whole company of Israel moved on by stages from the wilderness of Sin. They set camp at Rephidim, and there wasn't a drop of water for the people to drink. The people took Moses to task. "Give us water to drink." But Moses said, "Why pester me? Why are you testing God?" But the people were thirsty for water there. They complained to Moses, "Why did you take us from Egypt and drag us out here with our children and animals to die of thirst?" Moses cried out in prayer to God, "What can I do with these people? Any minute now they'll kill me." God said to Moses, "Go on out ahead of the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel. Take the staff you used to strike the Nile and go. I'm going to be present before you there on the rock at Horeb. You are to strike the rock. Water will gush out of it and the people will drink." Moses did what God said, with the elders of Israel right there watching. He named the place Massah, which means testing place, and Meribah, which means quarreling, because of the quarreling of the Israelites and because of their testing of God when they said, "Is God here with us or not?" These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God.
How soon they forget. Israel, that is. I'm talking about Israel. Israel is on the journey from out of slavery in Egypt to on their way to the land that God has promised to them. And it's been a rocky journey. It hasn't been a smooth sailing event for them. They've had other times where they've complained once they got out of Israel or Egypt because things were a little bit bumpy. And this is just the latest bump in the road. If you think back about the story, of course, you know about the trouble that Moses had convincing Pharaoh to let Egypt go, or Israel go, and then you know that as they went, they were followed by Pharaoh's army, and they got to the Red Sea, and they complained there, because what are we going to do now? Where can we go? And of course, Moses talked to God, and you know, God said to strike the water with your staff, and the sea was parted. They get through that, they get to another part of the journey, and there's no bread to to eat, and God causes manna to appear on the floor or on the ground for them to eat. And the complaints go on and on. The rocks come up every so often. And this is just the latest rock. It's the latest. Where's God? Is God with us or not? I imagine by this time, as God listens to their quarreling and their complaining, that God is rolling God's eyes and taking a big breath and just letting out a sigh and thinking, here we go again. Haven't they learned yet? Haven't they remembered? I've been there all the time. But it's human nature, isn't it? It's our nature. It's not hard at all for one to lose sight of God when we're in a rocky place in our lives. You've heard the phrase, you know, it's when you're up to your you-know-what in alligators, it's hard to remember that your focus and your job is to drain the swamp. When we're up and among the rocks of our lives, those rocky places that we all encounter, it's hard to remember that God's there. Our focus is on other things. We get stressed. We get anxious. We just want out of that place. Somebody take the rocks away. We know from our life experience that the path of life, our life's journey, isn't always smooth. There are bumps in the road. There are rocks to be navigated, to stumble over, to make life uncomfortable. And if we're honest with ourselves, we admit, should admit, that we wonder sometimes too, don't we? Is God with us or not? I take issue with the part of this story where Moses says, you know, why are you testing God? I don't think Israel is testing God. I don't know that we test God. Israel isn't making a demand for water. We're just wondering if God is there or not. I don't think we so much as test God as just forget. No, don't remember that God is still there with us in the rocks, in those not so fun places in our lives. We're in the season of Lent. We're about halfway through. We are halfway through the season of Lent. Easter Sunday is 4 weeks from today. Lent is a season of rocks. I mean, yeah, the rocks were always there, but Lent is a season that invites us, calls us, if you will, to take a look at the rocks in our lives, to intentionally confront them. And that's not always a fun thing to do either, is it? To intentionally confront them, make changes in our lives, and remember that God is there with us in this season of Lent, just as God is with us every day of our lives, in every season of the church year. It's good to know that, isn't it? It's good to remember that, that God is already there. Did you catch that? God says, go under the rock, Moses, I'll be there. There are more rocks to come in our lives, and God will be there for those too. It won't be easy for us to think about that or remember it, but it'll help. I didn't think about it till this morning. But this little fountain, oh, Pam bought that for me, by the way. She found it on special, I think at Hobby Lobby. She's good at finding special deals. I just put water in it, shove some batteries in it, turn it on. I think it's pretty. But it's a metaphor, isn't it? To remind me, and this morning the rest of us, that even in the rocks, there's water, the nourishing water of God, the thirst-quenching water of God. God is there among the rocks, not necessarily to clear them out of our way, but to nourish us and quench our thirst and guide us through them. Thanks be to God for that. May we always remember it. Amen. Let's remain seated and sing our Lenten song number 264 in your hymnal.
To Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time.
Time for community prayer, the opportunity to lift up our prayer joys, concerns, petitions, thanksgiving to the God who listens to all of us, who loves us steadfastly. Would you like to lift up this morning? Yes, continued prayers for the war between Ukraine and Russia and all the people affected by that. Prayers for peace to come. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Yes, prayers for John and Helen as they start a new chemo journey. Pray that will go well for them. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers also for Phil as he continues to recover from his hip replacement surgery. Phil had texted me or emailed me Wednesday before the board meeting, and he hadn't had a very good day, so he's struggling a little bit. I tried to get him by phone Friday, but no answer. So we pray for Phil as he continues his recovery. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Yes, prayers for Chuck's family, for Becky and for Karen and for his other daughter, Roberta, and the family as we mourn his death. We're all grieving Chuck's death, but also celebrating his life and giving thanksgiving for the life that he lived among us and the ways that he touched us all. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for, we often refer to them as a Christmas family, but for the Santosi family, we lift them up in prayer and pray that their lives are going well. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Chris's brother-in-law, Bob, as he's experiencing some as yet unanswered health issues. Pray that they might be discovered and treated. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for people in nursing homes who are others. Tim Boyd said to me, people die here. And I said, yes, Tim, that's what happens at nursing homes. But every time there's a death in a nursing home, the other folk there are keenly aware of that and miss them. So we lift up prayers of comfort and peace for them. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. The committee on ministry meeting that I will be a part of on Tuesday is every March. It is the committee on ministry's responsibility to interview. I don't like the word interview. Have conversations with the licensed lay pastors in our association, of which there are continuing to be fewer and fewer all the time. And so we have a conversation with them once a year just to check in, see how they're doing, how their churches are doing, how we might be able to assist them in their ministry there. And that's going to take up the bulk of our meeting Tuesday morning. So I'll lift up prayers of thanksgiving and prayers of support for our licensed lay pastors that to serve those churches in our association. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Mariana's family, because she died just not too many days ago. I know the services are pending for her. No, not right away, but they're coming soon. So, God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Had an email yesterday from, or Friday, from Marilyn Deal. Several weeks ago, we lifted up the daughter of her friend Mara, who's battling cancer, and the treatment, the regimen that she was undergoing, it was no longer working, and she was had applied to be in a new trial, and that hadn't happened yet, but Marilyn said that she did get in, and was accepted into that trial, so the family's rejoicing, and we rejoice with them. Prayers of thanksgiving for Mara's daughter. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Let's now join together in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's now present our morning offering. Let's join together in our prayer of dedication. Fount of blessing, receive our gifts in the joy that we give them. Be it time, tithe, or talent, it all comes from you. Thank you for blessing us to be a blessing to you and each other. Amen. Our closing song, number 501 in your hymn. go from this time of worship into the world that God has created out of God's love for each and every one of us. Go knowing that whether you encounter smooth sailing or rocks, God is there with water to quench us, to rehydrate us. Go with peace. Go with courage. Go with love for each and every person you meet. Amen.